Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. And in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Thomas Kyd. Okay, Thomas Kyd. K-Y-D Kyd. His dates are from 1558 to 1594. He was an English dramatist. Along with this, he was also one of the university wits. But let me remind you that Thomas Kyd was the only university wit who was not educated at university. Despite that, he's clubbed under the category of university wits. So, exam mein aap se ye pooch sakte hain that which of the university wits was not trained at university? It is Thomas Kyd. Along with this, you should know that he's famous for the tragedy that he has written called The Spanish Tragedy. Okay? The Spanish Tragedy. Sometimes this tragedy is also called Hieronyma. Okay? Hieronyma is the name of the protagonist. So, unke naam pe bhi kabhi kabar title rakha jata hai. But the real title is The Spanish Tragedy. And this is an example of a revenge tragedy. So, you should also know what is a revenge tragedy. What is the definition of a revenge tragedy. Now, let me tell you one more fact that it is generally believed that Thomas Kyd wrote another version of Hamlet. Okay? Now, we all know that Hamlet is a play by William Shakespeare. But Thomas Kyd has also written Hamlet, which is generally referred to as Ur-Hamlet. Ur-Hamlet. Okay? Ur-Hamlet. Now, scholars have discovered also that this Ur-Hamlet predates the Hamlet written by William Shakespeare. Okay? It predates it. Matlab, Thomas Kyd wrote it first and then William Shakespeare wrote it. But let me at the same time also remind you that some scholars dispute the authorship of Ur-Hamlet. Okay? Some of them still say that maybe Thomas Kyd has not written it. But agar exam mein is tarike ka question aaye, then in case none of these is not there in the option, then you should take Thomas Kyd. Okay? Along with this, you should be aware of the storyline of the Spanish tragedy. Okay? So first of all, keep in mind the title. It is sometimes called The Spanish Tragedy, sometimes called Hieronyma is Mad Again. Okay? Hieronyma is Mad Again. And who is Hieronyma? The protagonist. The one who will take revenge for the loss of his son. So isme do teen characters hote hain. Hieronyma's son is called Horatio. He has been murdered by somebody called Balthazar. Okay? Balthazar is the Portuguese prince. And Balthazar murders Horatio because he loves a lady called Belle Imperia. But Belle Imperia used to love Horatio. So, is chakkar mein Balthazar murders Horatio with the help of Belle Imperia's brother, who is Lorenzo. And after the murder of Horatio, his father Hieronyma, he is almost driven mad when he, you know, finds out that his son has been murdered. And he gets totally obsessed that he will uncover the truth, he will find the culprit and he will punish the culprit. When he finally discovers who the culprit is, toh ek plan banate hain ye that everybody will enact a kind of play in which some murder, real life murder is happening just to enact. Okay? Using some actual weapons. So as it happens that in a play only acting should be done. But what he does is, what Hieronyma does is, he actually kills Lorenzo and Balthazar. And afterwards the lady, Belle Imperia, then she also dies. She also commits suicide. And when the Spanish king there captures Hieronyma and he tells him that please explain why you have killed two people, then Hieronyma speaks the truth that okay, this was the reason. And then, you know, in this play, he actually bites out his tongue so that nobody can torture him. Okay? He bites out his tongue. Matlab apni jeeb ko ye kaat dete hain. And then of course he stabs himself. So this is almost a, you know, very tragic ending of everything. But revenge is one of the primary motives. And keep in mind that this play uses the technique of play within a play. So of course Thomas Kyd wrote this play, but as we just learned about the storyline, that there is a play within a play. Okay?